Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You heard that right. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm doing the intro because WAR went a little bit sooner than expected, but it's okay. Chris just got back, so sorry about that, Chris. That was a bit unexpected, but as you put on your headset, how are you doing this very fine Thursday, sir?
Oh, pretty darn nice. Real nice day out there. A little chilly if you're heading outside. Maybe you haven't head out there. Make sure you put on a little jacket or sweater today.
Yeah.
Temps in the middle 60s across the board, but it's looking really fine out there. And got a lot of things to talk about. Things happening tonight that I want you to be aware of. And throughout this hour, we're going to update you on some of the Santa visits. There's an art museum having a big hosting event tonight. We'll talk about that, but stay with us throughout the hour because we've got some really important news to pass on to you.
Really? All right. Well, now you've got even me intrigued. 410 here, getting things started with one of our top stories here nationally. A deal has reportedly been reached to avoid a government shutdown. Sources say the new spending bill will suspend the debt limit for 2 years after President-elect Trump demanded it. Yesterday, GOP lawmakers backed off a previous deal after Trump and billionaire Elon Musk criticized it, and the deal is expected to be voted on tomorrow. The deadline to avoid a shutdown is tomorrow night.
Okay, that thing is changing by the minute.
Yes.
Just to let you know about that. This is something that I've got a story. I was just with Fox before we came on today, and I do have a breaking story to pass on about this, but they did kind of gave me a little heads up. It could be changing by the minute. So we're going to stay on top of this for you because what we told you maybe right now could be absolutely obsolete in an hour from now.
Right.
Things changing up in Washington. We're all over that. Speaking of things changing, stocks ended mixed today, coming off one of the market's worst days of the year. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks losing steam in the final hour of trading and ending mixed, with the Dow managing to eke out a gain and snapping a 10-session losing streak. The major averages attempted to bounce back from one of their worst days of the year after plunging on Wednesday after the Fed said it may deliver fewer rate cuts next year than previously projected in September. And shares of Amazon rose over 1%. Workers at 7 U.S. facilities walked off the job earlier today, aiming to pressure the retailer into contract talks with their union. The Dow winners: American Express, Visa, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners: United Health Group, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow up 15 points, the Nasdaq lower by 20, S&P 500 down 5. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Also here nationally, Luigi Mangione's federal court appearance in New York is done. He was extradited from Pennsylvania to face charges connected, of course, to the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione's lawyer is not seeking bail right now, but they have the right to do so later if they choose.
And we were talking about this restructuring plan for the government, potential government shutdown. Could happen tomorrow night. President-elect taking some serious looks into this, backing a new plan from House Republicans to avoid a government shutdown this weekend. Jared Halpern has the update from Washington.
The Republican spending plan would extend government funding for another 3 months and provide more than $100 billion in hurricane disaster relief. But it would also suspend the U.S. debt limit for 2 years, delaying a potential default this upcoming summer. That issue emerged as a key demand from President-elect Trump this week, derailing a previous agreement between House and Senate leaders. It's not clear if the new package will win over Democratic support or carry enough Republican votes to pass. Any bill would also need to win at least 60 votes in the Democrat-led Senate. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And here locally, we could have a decision as soon as next month on who will develop the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Escambia County Commission Chairman Mike Kohler says the county will continue working towards a decision at their next meeting in January. There have been some calls for commissioners to keep 270 acres intended for job development as public property, but all three bids submitted have been for all 540 of the property. So the Escambia County Commission meets next January, or they meet next on January 9th, so maybe they can get some of that sorted out.
Yeah, a commission Chair Kohler also saying, you know, the meeting last week appeared to be on a kind of a decision, headline for this thing. They thought they were going to wrap this thing up. But he says things didn't work out that way.
You know, we went late trying to get to a deal, and we fell a little short. So I'm going to bring it back in the January meeting. Hopefully the folks that said that they would revise the contract to what they committed to on that evening, they will, and maybe you know, try to get where we can get a deal. But, boy, we've never got this close.
Okay, and all three of those developers, by the way, wanting that property, say they would actually stick to the county's comprehensive plan, but they also added changes would be coming. Mm. So they have to take that into consideration.
I guess so. And also, Escambia County Fire Rescue added two more red bulbs to their annual fire safety wreath. That brings the total to 9 so far this month. The first one happened Tuesday. Firefighters responded to a mobile home fire on Glass Drive. That actually ended up being a grease fire. The second fire was yesterday. Firefighters responded to one at a home on West Hernandez Street, and that one was considered a total loss. So we keep updating you on this to remind you some of the just to be safe out there this holiday season, especially when it comes to heating devices and the adequate ventilation around them. Don't cram them somewhere, you know, so they can't overheat or so they can't burn something.
And coming up in sometime this hour, I think I'll probably do it in the third quarter hour around 4:40 or so. We'll give you an update on those space heaters. Some of the rules to kind of abide by this season. Yeah, it's going to get chilly this weekend, so be aware of that. And those space heaters will probably come into play for many of you. We just want you to be safe, as Austin said, and that story will be coming up in less than 30 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
And as far as what's coming up right now, it's 4:15, so traffic and weather together. This update's brought to you by Dr. C Vision Care, wishing you the most festive of holiday seasons. For sunglasses and full vision services, it's Dr. C Vision Care on Highway 98 in West Pensacola. Looking at the roads here, we're not really seeing too much that stands out, just some backups on our usual spots, particularly Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and a little bit on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. As for the weather, we're sitting at around, and why isn't this loading for me? What would you say it is, Chris? Around 60-something degrees?
Right now, it is 62 degrees.
Low 60s. Perfect. All righty.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, my screen's giving me NA here. Tonight's low, though, is 44. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64 and a low of 36. So there's that cold weather that's coming in this weekend that Chris was talking about just a moment ago. Be aware of that. And what was it you said earlier this week, Chris? Two pairs of long underwear.
Absolutely. And I will be wearing my pajamas to work tomorrow. So that will be interesting.
Yes, especially depending on what you sleep in or what you don't.
I will definitely tell you, I will have some of those long underwears on for tomorrow, even though the temperatures don't reflect it. Here in our studio, it's sub-zero all the time. So
so I hear.
The underwear comes in handy on a lot of this thing. Hey, you want to talk about Grinches real quick?
Sure.
Okay, 4:17 News Radio 92.3. There is a man, this is crazy, in Ohio. You ready for this one? He stole gift cards meant for the trash collectors. A resident chased him down, shared photos of the modern-day Grinch with police. Jack Shea with WJW in Cleveland has more on the story.
One of the great holiday traditions in Twinsburg, residents showing their gratitude for the hard work of garbage collectors and other service workers by leaving them gift cards or cash on collection day. Drew Dallet says he saw a pickup truck stop by his garbage cans. The driver grabbed the gift cards that the Dallet family left for their collectors.
And I just got in my car and kind of went after him.
Dallet says he used his car to block the suspect's truck on a nearby street and began taking photos. He then got out and confronted the driver about taking the gift cards. Police in neighboring communities then quickly identified the suspect as 64-year-old Robert Nark of Manaway.
2 points of that story, and especially if you're listening today about this. One, that guy gets out of his car and goes to another car. Don't do that. Just don't even think about it. You don't know if that guy has a gun in his car. You do not know what's going on.
That's true.
In that situation, you know. And just simply, his next move, actually, before he got out of car for number two, call the police or authorities. Let them handle this situation. But in terms of this guy being a Grinch, Right on. He's absolutely qualified.
Yeah, what a jerk. My goodness. And a Georgia district attorney has been disqualified from prosecuting President-elect Trump. A state appellate court removed Fulton County. Is that how you say it?
Appellate.
Appellate. Whatever. Court removed Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis from Trump's 2020 election interference case earlier today. The decision likely to hinder efforts to try Trump and his co-defendants for allegedly trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Earlier this year, of course, Trump's lawyers asked for Willis to be DQ'd from the case over her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The court said that an earlier ruling allowed Willis to stay on the case, erred by failing to disqualify her and her office.
In her words, just a mere few, probably 6 months ago or so, they're not taking me off this case.
And they did.
Unquote. And they did. And you're absolutely right. Told you about a couple of things happening tonight. Put this on your consideration list. Beside it, be another beautiful night out here. Santa is going to make several stops at West Florida Public Libraries this weekend. Tonight, Santa will be appearing at the Molino Library in the Community Center on Highway 95A. That gets underway at 5:30 this afternoon. Have you ever been in that community center up there?
I don't believe so.
Absolutely. Unbelievably beautiful. They have these, and they restored all the hardwood floors and things like that of this beautiful building. If you're up Molino, stop on in, man. They'll let you in and take a look at that. Also, another event taking place later on this afternoon. The 52 World's Living Art Museum is hosting that free holiday event beginning 5:30. What's this magical number 5:30 here?
I don't know.
Okay, the museum is featuring international artists and offers art collectors and enthusiasts kind of a fresh perspective on art into kind of a new very into residential design. Guests are encouraged to bring this is the good line here. Not that attendance is not good, but this is the really line with the hook. Guests are encouraged to bring non-perishable food items. Why? You're going to get it donated to MANA. The food pantries here in Pensacola, 52 World by the locate by the world, 52 World is located at 8511 Meisleck Way in Pensacola. 5:30 this afternoon. Couple of events. We'll be talking about events throughout the afternoon for you.
Alrighty, 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a group of armed suspects from Venezuela facing charges in connection to a series of crimes in Miami-Dade County. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
This is Wayne Barr from Anderson Subaru, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Pensacola Hardware, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Abby at Stillwater's Day Medical Spa, and we're wishing you a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Leslie Perino with EW Bullet, wishing everyone happy holidays.
This is Riley from Drip Parlor Downtown, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember the little things that we do. We want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, what a perfect song for this next story. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, kind of out of touch here. I was discussing this issue with you a few moments ago, Austin. You know this. PPD, kind of confusing here, has begun enforcing MLK Plaza's operational hours. Now, if you find yourself in the park after dark, thank you very much,
Sorry, you could potentially be
issued a citation. Get this, they'll ticket you for walking in the park. Now, follow me. Walking in the park after dark. You got me there?
Yeah.
Okay. Even if the city's website says parks are open until 9 o'clock. What time does it usually get dark around here?
Well, this time of year. Especially this time of year, in about an hour.
4:30, something like that?
Yeah.
Well, you got about a 4.5 hour difference here to deal with.
Right.
Under city code ordinances, parks are supposed to be closed at sunset. So you got an ordinance here, and then you got a website here, and then you got a law enforcement officer going through the park giving out citations. Boy, this could be confusing even to the sanest person. Plaza runs three blocks. If you want to know where we're talking about here, it runs between Wright Street and Garden Street, covering the neutral ground of Palafox Street. And if you want to know what the neutral ground, that's what the locals call the median.
Right.
But in New Orleans, we call it a neutral ground.
Yeah, either way.
So I get in a habit sometimes.
Well, as you said, that's kind of puzzling when it comes to...
Well, yeah, it sure is. Maybe the embarrassing factor could also be... So there you are. You're with a date. You're walking through the park. You know, having a nice night.
Romantic.
Hey, you guys, come here. You know, and then they get a citation. It's kind of embarrassing if you have a lot of people around and you're getting a ticket or something like that.
You feel like a crook.
Yeah, well, you feel like you did something wrong and you didn't.
Right.
At least on one side of the equation you did, and the other side you didn't, and then the third party says, I don't know. So anyway, it's something we're going to follow. We'll figure it out, and I'm sure it's a big misunderstanding.
Well, you know what?
That's called optimism.
That's the thing. I don't know much about that, but I'll stick to what I do know.
Right.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Navarre Parkway, as we typically do if you're traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. Also on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And we do have some issues on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. As for the weather, we're sitting at around low 60s, around 62 degrees, low of 40. 44 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64, low of 36.
All right, we're going down that rabbit hole here with TikTok. TikTok is now going to get its day in court soon enough, and Fox's Eben Brown has the report.
The U.S. Supreme Court is agreeing to hear arguments about the federal ban or cell law regarding China-owned social network TikTok, which is the source of consternation for parents, national security experts, and mental health advocates, but has become a cause for free speech activists and even President-elect Donald Trump, who promises to safeguard the app, which he credits with bringing him younger voters. The law mandates that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, sell the network by January 19th to a U.S. company, otherwise face being shut out from the U.S. market. The Supreme Court will hear the arguments on the 10th. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And you know, Chris, we've heard a lot about some Venezuelan gang activity in Colorado, particularly the Aurora area.
Sure.
Well, it's not just Aurora that you have to worry about this sort of stuff, or at least something similar to it. A group of armed suspects from Venezuela facing charges in connection to a series of crimes in Miami-Dade County. Police say five men drove around the Design District in Miami looking for wealthy victims to rob in December of last year. They allegedly stole someone's $100,000 luxury watch at gunpoint before taking off. Undercover detectives followed the group after the alleged crime, which led to one of the men firing shots at police. Authorities say the suspects would drive in and out of South Florida to commit crimes, and most of them were indicted on federal charges earlier this month.
I guess they did not get the memo circulating around South Beach saying only use artificial cosmetic jewelry and not the real stuff. That's the fake bling. That's what the stuff is in the cities. It's not the real stuff. That stuff's in a vault somewhere.
Yeah, you don't want to be giving it away.
And that's exactly what would happen. Hey, my big hee-haw salute goes out to Escambia Public Schools this afternoon. They collected over 14,000 pounds of food, the equivalent of approximately 16,800 meals, all going to Manna food pantries. That food was collected to help feed neighbors in the winter months when donations kind of slow down. Over the years, Escambia Public Schools has provided, sit down for this number, you ready for this?
Yeah.
190,000 meals.
Wow.
That's why I give them my hee-haw salute.
Well deserved. Absolutely. Well deserved. Let's see, 4:30, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return after the Fox News break, we got some sports action for you. We got bowl games, we got NFL, we got NBA, all tournament teams coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Republicans unveil a new proposal to avoid a government shutdown one day before the deadline. Fox's Chad Pergam has the latest from Capitol Hill.
Plan B. It would be a clean three-month interim spending bill. So in other words, they re-up all current funding at the present levels. 3 months, okay, get you into next year. Clear the decks for President-elect Trump. Clean farm aid, as we're told. $110 billion in disaster relief to deal with the hurricanes.
It's unclear what, if any, Democratic support Republicans will get. Luigi Mangione, the accused killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, makes his first appearance before a judge following his extradition to New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams describes new evidence unveiled by prosecutors.
Back in August, investigators say Mangione was writing about how he was going to, quote, whack a healthcare CEO, saying, quote, the details are finally coming together.
America's listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration deciding against seeking an immediate recall of airbag inflators in roughly 50 million U.S. vehicles that are assembled by 13 different automakers. Their investigation into the matter will instead continue. The issue has been linked to one U.S. fatality and seven injuries following an eight-year government investigation. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow bouncing back from its first 10-day losing streak since 1974. It gained 15 points today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell 5 and 19 points, respectively. The FDA says the active ingredient in Eli Lilly's weight loss drug Zepbound is no longer in shortage, a decision that will eventually bar compounding pharmacies from making unbranded versions of that injection. Currently, U.S. crude oil futures for January delivery down 1% under $70 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Denver Broncos and Los Angeles Chargers kick off Week 16 this evening. Both of these teams have overachieved this year, and both should also be headed to the playoffs. However, if either of these teams want to take that next step come 2025, they need to improve their skill position players around Bo Nix and Justin Herbert. And both Denver and Los Angeles should be all in on trying to land the services of soon-to-be free agent wide receiver T. Higgins when the new league year does begin. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on a recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Denver at LA. Denver's defense, anchored by a tough defensive line, can disrupt opposing offenses and generate turnovers. LA's defense, mainly their secondary, can shut down opposing passing attacks and create chances for their offense. Tonight is going to be a monster game. I've got the side and total. That's two big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. Denver, LA, side and total. I'd love to go 2-0 and get the rest of the season on me. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And okay, who in the heck is Ronnie Douglas?
He is the new head football coach at Milton High. I just saw a headline.
Third graphics help out all the time, let me tell you.
I had just seen a headline of that on my phone, and now I'm just like, yeah, we should talk about that in the upcoming sports segment. And by the time you asked me, I'm like, my mind was just on Foreigner. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I was already into Milton at that point. When I first heard the licks of Foreigner, I went, okay, I'm out of here for this. Not that it's bad, but I'm out of here for this one because I want to talk about the Milton High School coach.
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
I don't know anything, but I will tell you this. Milton, that? I believe, if memory serves me, went winless this last season.
Yeah, they were pretty sad.
So I am going to put my expert analytical
with
opinion
respect,
out there.
Respect. I'm a respect, yes.
Yeah. But, you know, expert opinion here, they will do better than that this upcoming season. Boom. What are the odds I'm wrong about that?
Pretty good. I would bet on that.
Yeah.
Jeez, peace. Okay, so Milton has Ronnie Douglas, new Milton High School football coach.
Right. And Pace, the other day, they had Vance Smith. He actually taught me when I was a sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. he was already on the coaching staff because his father was Kent Smith, who was the head coach at Pace already. Well, Kent has stepped away. Vance is filling his shoes at Pace.
Do we need a scorecard for this? Who's on first and what's on second?
Yeah. The Smith family tree, I guess their roots are digging deep because I think Vance's wife also teaches at Pace, or at least she did. So, yeah, they're all over the place.
Got to tell you something. I wanted to pass this on to you. I was at Publix last night and over in Gulf Breeze, and in walks, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ice Flyers ugly sweater jersey.
Really?
Yeah, a guy had one on. I went, look at that. Can't believe it. You know what we're talking about, folks? It's the Ice Flyers are, of course, returning home this weekend, wearing those brand new ugly sweater jerseys. Yes, the good guys are back on home ice Friday and Saturday facing Huntsville. Now, it is the Ice Flyers ugly sweater night. And if you would like to get a jump on the whole action, you can go to the Cordova Mall. They got a kiosk there right by Starbucks. And take a look at it. Before you buy, take a look at it. Give it a test drive. And you'll like it. You'll like it a lot. But I did want to tell you, there I was walking through Publix, and I was back in the fruit aisle, produce section, and in walks this guy with an ugly sweater on, jersey. Oh, I got to get that ugly sweater jersey.
Right.
From the Ice Flyers. Anyway, it looks good.
Alrighty. And a quote-unquote ugly Christmas sweater never looks so good.
That's right.
Mentioned this before the break, just one of multiple sports headlines here. One bowl game on the college football schedule tonight. Georgia Southern taking on Sam Houston in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl.
Oh, my.
Sam Houston finished at 9-3. Congrats to them, by the way. This is just their second year at the FBS level, I believe. Georgia Southern ended the regular season 8-4. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock from the Caesar Superdome, home of the New Orleans Saints, of course. If you're wondering, well, when does playoff football start, college football? That's tomorrow, Indiana, Notre Dame. And tomorrow we also have Tulane, Florida. So it's going to be a pretty loaded slate tomorrow night.
Cody, let me give it to you real quick. Indiana, Notre Dame, give me a score. Who's going to win? No score. You don't need to give me a score.
Oh, I already had one holstered from earlier this week.
All right.
Notre Dame, 38-28. I'm not thrilled about it. I want Indiana to win. I don't know who outside of South Bend, Indiana, would want Notre Dame to win. But I don't know. Indiana, they don't have as good of a roster. They never do. I mean, it's Indiana versus Notre Dame, for crying out loud. But also, they got to go on the road. Indiana, they just exposed their ceiling against Ohio State. Notre Dame may be terrible. They haven't had many opportunities to prove it. Indiana, they just, I don't know.
Where are they playing this game?
In Notre Dame, Indiana.
You see the weather pattern.
Yeah, luckily.
We're watching the Father Fox weather feed here. And
it's going to be cold. Perhaps
it's
going to
be snowy. Absolutely. Yes. Definitely. It's going to be a snowstorm. Move that.
They were talking about that. Yeah.
It's going to be a snowstorm. And that doggone it, I talked about it being on an even plane. These guys play all season long. And, you know, and they get to the stage of playing in the biggest game they could play in, one of the biggest games
right.
they could play in. And then you have weather as a factor that doesn't really show their optimal talents.
It can suppress them for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I like, in half of me says I'm smart, half of me says I'm pretty dumb. But what I'm talking about, I would like to see when they get to that level of championship status,
right.
semis maybe, or quarter semis in finals, something, play them in a dome. You know, where the weather isn't a factor.
Well,
and let the teams really play the best they can.
And in this case, it just adds a layer of unpredictability. As I said, Notre Dame hasn't had really any opportunity to prove how great they are. Indiana had one and they laid an egg. So we're looking at two limited resumes here. I just hope it's a good game. And man, I'm hoping Indiana wins, but I just think they won't.
One thing that is apparent about Notre Dame, out of playing well or whatever, Notre Dame always looks good.
Yeah, they're flashy.
They look good.
They're dapper.
They look really good.
Yeah.
Okay, week 16, NFL season. Week 16, it's almost over, man.
I know, that's crazy.
Week 16, NFL season kicking off tonight with an important AFC West showdown, and Joe Morgan's all over it.
Two teams closing in on playoff spots square off in Los Angeles with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. The Chargers welcome the Broncos to SoFi Stadium in a division matchup. The 9-5 Broncos have won four straight games, and a victory over Justin Herbert and the Chargers will secure Denver its first playoff berth since 2015. The 8-6 Chargers enter the Thursday night matchup having lost three of their last four games, but a win over Denver, coupled with losses or ties by the Dolphins and Colts this week, gets LA in the postseason. A win by the Chargers would also mean a season sweep of the Broncos for the first time since 2010. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, Chargers, Broncos, that should be a good game. The problem is Chargers just seem a bit more flighty. Broncos are on a better streak right now. I think they, because Chargers are coming off a blowout loss. At least the Broncos are looking like they can maintain some of their success. So I'll take the Broncos, but especially in L.A., that'll be a close one.
Okay, water sports, I'm going to group it into here into regular sports. Well, water sports are regular sports, but I do want to let you know some good things happening over in Navarre Beach. Environmental relief is coming. Much-needed sand for that coastline is opening phase of the Navarre Beach Renourishment Project. Santa Rosa County officials confirming sand placement and dredging begins Saturday along the 7,000 block of Gulf Boulevard. Extending to the west end of Navarre Beach. Crews operating 24/7, placing about 700 feet of sand per day. That portion of the beach, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is closed to the public so they can get their work done.
Right.
Oh, here comes somebody wanting to go surfing. No, stay out. Move 700 feet the other way. Anyway, thought you'd like to know about that.
And several stars are being recognized for their NBA Cup performances. The league announced today that Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo and Thunder stud Shai Gilgeous-Alexander were named to the NBA Cup All-Tournament team. Giannis led Milwaukee over Shai's OKC side to earn the title. Both were unanimous selections. Fellow Bucks teammate Damian Lillard was also named to the All-Tournament team, along with Rockets center Alperen Şengün and Hawks guard Trae Young. Man, it's like my tongue is like collapsing on itself trying to pronounce some of those names, man.
I don't go down that road ever.
You shouldn't.
No, and I don't. Delivery. This is a kind of a good heart story for you. I think you'll find it pretty nice.
Alrighty.
A delivery driver on a busy road stepped in to save a child who wandered away from his home. Can you imagine, small kid on the road? Happened in the Cleveland area.
Phil Hawkins, a driver for Pete and Pete Container Services, says he was shocked when he saw a young child running in the middle of a busy street. Phil stopped his truck and ran after the young boy and immediately took him back to his truck. He said he placed the child, who was very cold, inside his truck and turned up the heat.
So in my mind, the only thing was just to get him warm, call the police, and let's find out where his parents are.
After calling 911, he got the child a blanket. He said the boy was unable to tell him where he lived. A short time later, officers and the child's dad showed up. His father told officers that somehow his son was able to unlock the door and go outside.
I don't even want to ask.
No, I was thinking the same thing. I said, nah, not even. I'm not even going down that rabbit hole.
Well, luckily we can keep the road theme here because it's 4:45. This traffic and weather updates brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or fire pit with Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy. That's GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. You can go there to learn more. Looking at the road, still got some backups developing on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Same with I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots, such as Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at 60 degrees right now, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64, low of 36, sunny, clear Friday.
News Radio 92.3, a lot of companies dropping those DEI policies. Nissan becomes the latest to roll it back.
Nissan is following the lead of Toyota and Ford. Among the steps being taken, pulling corporate funding for some pride events and eliminating controversial hiring practices. It's not just automakers reviewing their DEI policies. American Airlines recently scrapped its diversity hiring program. Nissan did not respond to Fox News Digital's request for comment. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Yeah, I think I told you a couple weeks ago, Chris, when we were hearing stories like these, first really starting to ramp up. I think, and it sounds terrible, but it's true. I think for some of these businesses, DEI, as far as promoting it through merchandise or any events or something, it's just kind of like a phase. It's a fad, you know, like, okay, well, people are really big on inclusivity right now, so we'll ride on that trend for a little bit, and then, you know, when the popularity dies down, we'll move off of it. And it just really makes the whole thing look shallow, and that's unfortunate. Around this time every hour, we'd like to get to your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closing mixed today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 15 points to 42,342. S&P 500 lost 5 points to fall to 58,67. And the NASDAQ fell 20 points to 19,372.
I think back in the late 50s, early 60s, when rock and roll was starting to make its move into the music scene.
Yeah.
And the parents would say, oh, it's just a fad. It's going to go away. Don't worry about it. Then when you were talking about the DEI just being a fad, things, I'm going, uh-oh. if history plays out on this side. Uh-oh.
From that point forward, the world revolved around DEI forever.
Okay. All right. Okay. A Christmas shipping deadline's quickly approaching. Let's put it like this. You probably waited too long. Don't wait any longer if you can help it. Here's some key shipping deadlines just to help you out here. Ensure those gifts arrive by Christmas. Today, last day for USPS Priority Mail. Also, last day for UPS 3-day select. For those UPS ground deadlines, they're asking you to call UPS directly and kind of work that out with them. And also, it's the last day for FedEx Express Saver and 3-day freight services. So, good luck. That's all you can say. Good luck.
Speaking of coming down to the final holiday stretch here, the Christmas rush at the airport starts today nationally. TSA spokesman Patty Mancha says that they predict that holiday travel will exceed what was seen during Thanksgiving, which set records. She says that some of the top brass will be working the security lanes alongside the rank and file to get travelers safely on their way. This comes as the eastern U.S. is set to deal with freezing weather starting this weekend. And by our standard, we've already kind of mentioned it on and off, Chris. By our standard, I'd say we're part of that freezing weather craze. We got highs in the mid-50s this weekend.
Yes, we are. We also want to throw kudos out to Todd Payne and Matt Coughlin over PNS International.
For sure.
Because if you look back when we were all gauged up and, you know, saying, oh, gosh, what's the Thanksgiving traffic scene going to look like at Pensacola? Not much problems at all. That new TSA system is working pretty darn efficiently out there, moving people in and out of those lines. As we get closer to the actual, I'm probably saying on Monday is going to be our highlight day, getting you around that airport situation.
Okay.
We'll check in with Matt and Todd and find out what things are happening over at PNS.
And the U.S. economy picked up steam in the third quarter. Strong consumer spending and increased exports were the main drivers. The GDP grew just over 3% from July through September, and consumer spending had a 3.7% jump.
All right. We talked about them on Wednesday. Those astronauts.
We
poor,
did.
Those poor souls.
Yes.
Up there circling the Earth continuously over and over and over again. Well, the those astronauts will have to wait even longer to return home. And Jonathan Sherry is in Atlanta with an explanation.
Godspeed, Butch and Sonny.
NASA says it's delaying the return of the Starliner astronauts by another month to allow engineers more time to process a new SpaceX Dragon capsule that will bring the next rotation of astronauts to the International Space Station. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore arrived at the ISS in early June for what was originally expected to be an 8-day mission to test Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft. But intermittent thruster problems led NASA to bring Starliner back to Earth without humans on board and schedule Butch and Sonny for a return flight aboard a SpaceX Dragon that launched to the station in late September.
I believe that was the SpaceX Dragon that landed here. Off the coast of Pensacola. That
really?
Was the unmanned one. A couple months ago or something like that? Anyway, I think that was the one out there. Hey, we're talking about traveling, maybe driving during the holidays. We will have the folks on from AAA coming up on Monday or Tuesday. If we can get the schedules worked out here, we're working them out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Well, they're down in Tampa, and we're working out their schedules here. But we're talking about AAA is going to activate that free Tow2Go program on Tuesday, 6 p.m. That will continue through Thursday, January 2nd. If you're not familiar with it, the program is a free service that provides a safe ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles. If you want to activate the service, you can call 855-TOW2. Alpha Geo. Boy, that's confusing. Here's the number, 855-286-9246. And AAA asks the service be treated as a last resort.
Yeah.
And as we get closer, we'll embed those numbers in your brain once again.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Chris, we got another celebrity considering entering politics.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. We've got the reason behind
okay,
it.
All right.
So we got details on that potential campaign and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price playing that music today. Especially
yeah.
Playing that song today.
Yes, it's different. It's in that similar
It's also controversial.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's in that similar polarizing category. It's like, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, Hanukkah, Christmas happening same day this year, which is very December 25th. That's a no-brainer.
Right.
But I want to pass this on. This is great for our Jewish friends. Kosher bread now available in Pensacola. Emerald Coast Bread Company is selling bread products certified as kosher by a newly arrived Jewish rabbi at B'nai Israel Synagogue. The rabbi awarded the bakery the kosher authenticity certificate that designates how the processes used for kosher products follow that strict dietary guideline referred to as kashrut. Steve Taylor briefed me on this one earlier today. Kashrut details everything from what foods a Jewish person can and cannot eat, and how they should handle and prepare certain foods. So, way to go, Emerald Coast. This is my another hee-haw salute going out to Emerald Coast Bread Company.
All righty.
Filling a void in our community.
That's awesome.
It is. It really is.
Hopefully, I can keep that theme going with this last quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads, we do have some backup still on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And as you continue westbound, passing through the Pace area, passing Walmart. Let's see. Outside of that, it's just I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And still have some minor congestion on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. As for the weather, 60 degrees. Right now, low of 44. Tomorrow, beautiful introduction to the weekend. High of 64, low of 36. Sunny, clear Friday.
Okay, 447. Well, I mean, no, 457.
Yeah.
I did this yesterday about during the 4 o'clock
hour,
didn't I?
Let's not go backwards.
What is going on here? This is News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And, you know, as people get closer to that retirement age, I know the minimum age is 62, but as they get closer to get the max benefits, usually was around, I think, 68, 70, like that, something like 68 or 70. Mm. But anyway, this is not going to make a lot of senior citizens happy. qualifying for retirement benefits got a little bit tougher. Social Security's full retirement age will increase in 2025, meaning those nearing retirement is going to have to hold off a little bit longer before they can claim a larger benefit. It's all about claiming the benefits, because if you take them early, you lose 30% of your benefits.
Right.
So that's why you hang on as long as you can. Next year, the full retirement age benefit will rise to 66 years and 10 months for people born in 1959. They would start to qualify for their full Social Security benefits starting in November of 25. Retirees can begin, as I said, getting those benefits at 62. However, retirees who claim early lose 30% of the money.
Wow.
After working all that long, it's hang in there. Believe me, it is a difference in Social Security benefits if you hang in there.
Right. Well, I mentioned this before the break. Paris Hilton considering entering politics. The reality TV star spoke to The Hill yesterday after a bill she advocated that supports at-risk children was passed by the House. The Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act was passed Wednesday after it unanimously cleared the Senate last week. Hilton said that she never felt prouder in her life after the bill's passage, but added, "There's definitely more to do, and I will be coming back to D.C. When asked by a reporter if she might run for office someday, she said, "After seeing that my voice really can make a difference, I can maybe see that happen."
Well, I was really disappointed, and yes, I did see her up on the Hill, but she didn't have her dog with her. She always had the dog with her.
Really?
Yeah, she always, I don't know what the darn little thing was, but but she always had a dog with her. But she was up on the Hill pushing, and she got actually some legislation passed up there. So she's doing some good stuff, you know?
Some of these celebrities have made political appearances. Kim Kardashian was one time. She made a visit to the Oval Office, I think, when Trump was in office the first time.
All right. Powerball coming up Saturday night, 88 million, Mega Millions. Tomorrow night, 800. $25 million, play wisely, and good luck.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.